This article is entitled A Helpful Harvest. With support, women in Gambia turn cashews into steady income. It's written for us by Alex Baird, a communication manager for ELCA World Hunger and Lutheran Disaster Response. In Gambia, a small country in West Africa, many women depend on subsistence agriculture for survival and regularly face periods when their food supply is scarce. Unexpected events may come from crop failures to illness to natural disaster, and it can mean a dangerous drop in family income. For families with children, this can be especially harrowing. Marie Mendy, a grandmother and Christian from the village of Silfor, knows this challenge well. Her income used to depend on her cashew farm. When the farm didn't produce much, Mendy knew that she needed a more reliable source of income. In 2018, the church stepped in. Seeing the community's need, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in the Gambia, supported by ELCA World Hunger, trained Mendy and 79 other women to process and market cashews. This project is part of ELCTG's Women's Empowerment Strategy of the Church in Society, which works for gender equality in Gambia. Through its projects, the church encourages women to be self-reliant, economically independent, confident in facing difficult situations, and active in socio-political development for their communities and country, said Fatima Bass Thomas, director of the women's ministry for the church. Before the project could start, the church needed a space for the women to cultivate and process cashews together as a cooperative. The church approached community leaders about donating land, and many agreed to help. But once the leaders, mostly men, realized that the project focused on empowering women, Thomas said, all but one of the landowners rescinded their donations. With less land than hoped for, the project looked as if it might stall. But the women didn't give up. They boosted their collective harvest from their personal land by combining the raw cashew yields from their personal farms with cashews bought from other farmers. They then raised funds to buy the donated land and planted the cashews there to sustain the future of the project as a permanent cash flow source for women in the future, Thomas noted. Since then, the women have been selling nuts and using the other parts of the cashew tree, including the fruit, to make things such as juice and jam, soap, and a kind of fertilizer. Many of these items can be made with dried cashews, so the work isn't limited to the harvesting season, and the items can be sold throughout the year. This shift helped Mendy earn a steady income to feed her family and pay for her grandchildren's school fees, clothing, and medical care. One of the women, Katumu Smart, works 6 days per week collecting cashews for project participants, and on the seventh day, she collects fruit to sell for her family. Smart says the work enables her to fund her children's education, too. On top of providing women with consistent livelihoods, the project also trained them in business and marketing skills. In 2019, the church expanded its program to 6 more communities and trained 350 women. Working together, these women are growing a brighter future for their families and communities. Church leaders report their work will be felt for generations to come.